Hi, this is the Steve Barish and the Steve Barish Healing Hour. There's a lot of things that we need to talk about tonight, but the most important thing is that there's a gentleman out there who is having a kidney transplant on Monday, and I promised his wife that I would make him the honorary person of the evening, and that's what I'm going to do. So what we need to do is send this gentleman a lot of prayers, and I was told that he will be okay. So what we need to do is just send a lot of prayers out there, if you will, for this gentleman, and I hopefully everything will be okay with him on Monday. So he is the honorary person for tonight. What we need to talk about, what I would like to talk about, is the energy that we're receiving in my room. It seems to be very interesting. The energy is almost a liquid form. We talked about it last night on the Dr. Fred Bell show, and what it is basically is that it's filling up three quarters of the room. It seems like it's coming through the flamethrower that I have and filling up the room three quarters of the way. It stops right at the master crystal. So when I touch it, it's almost like a liquid form that turns, when you touch it, it turns into the colors of the rainbow and beautiful, beautiful energy like nothing I've ever seen before in terms of this liquid form. So if somebody has an idea of what it is, I'd love to hear from you. I just don't know what it is, or I know how to work with it just to let it go and let it do whatever it needs to do. But I thought maybe somebody might know what that fluid is that's coming into my room. All I know is it's extremely powerful, and it could be that it's helping the gentleman with his kidney operation on Monday. I know that his wife and I have been talking about it for quite some time, and the energy is very strong in the room, but I believe it could be for him or it could be for everybody. So it feels very universal. I've never felt this kind of energy before. It's very, very powerful. So we should have a lot of fun with that in the next few weeks until I find out exactly what to do with that energy. So I'll let you know as times go by. It's really a lot of fun to use. And so that's the new energy that's coming through. And I think it's really, really great that we're receiving that kind of energy. I know that I have another, it's called a flamethrower coming through, and it will be a doorway. So it's going to be very, very interesting. I don't know if I need to put that in my home or the office yet. I'm just not sure until I get my hands on it and be able to feel it. All I know is that it will open up the energy a lot more, and more universal love will be coming through. So that's what it's excitable about this evening, and I just wanted to talk about that kind of energy in terms of being able to help people with it. So it's in the room. I have as I say, I'm just letting it go, and people are being healed as they're coming into the room, and that's the way it feels. So I'm not sure what's going to happen with this energy. All I know is that it's a very powerful energy. Now, the light that I've seen in my room, I'm actually seeing more of the light. In other words, I'm actually looking up maybe about, I don't even know how far, maybe 1,000 miles up, and I can actually see that energy coming down. It's pure white light, and it's coming in even even more in terms of energy, but it feels like it's going up to eternity. So I'm seeing a lot more of it. Why I'm being given that, I have no idea, but it seems to be very, very powerful. And I've got it around me this evening. So I just need somebody to call so we can use this energy and see how it feels and what we can do with that energy. This is all brand new stuff that's around me. So if anybody wants to feel that energy, I'm sending it out right now around the network and anybody that wants to use or be in touch with that kind of energy. So we'll see. We'll see when the people start calling in this evening for healings. We'll see what happens and what transpires. So it should be a lot of fun this evening working with this kind of new energy. It's we talked about it again last night on the Dr. Fred Bell show. So it should be really, really a lot of fun to use. I don't know how it's going to happen or what's going to happen, but again, it's just pure energy. So it's really uplifting me to the beginning of what we're going to be doing with this energy. So again, it'll be a lot of fun to use. The energies that we're receiving now, above and beyond that, seems to be very clean and very clear. Everything seems to be very open, and the more we open ourselves to energy, the more we open ourselves to ourselves, is going to allow the energy to be much clearer. So the only thing I can tell you is that you need to let go more. This new energy that's coming through only comes through when you allow yourself to let go. So hopefully this will help you let go of the energy. Hello?
I have a gold projector with a garnet and a gold receptor with a blue sapphire.
Yes.
And I'm wondering what you think of the choice of the stones. That's the first
thing. You're
going
to have to speak up. I can just barely hear you.
I have a gold projector with a garnet.
Okay.
And a blue, and a gold receptor with a blue sapphire.
Okay.
So my first question is, what do you think of the choice of those stones? What should I be having now? Maybe those.
To be honest with you, your energy is a little low. I think the garnet should actually be in the in your nuclear receptor.
Okay.
That would really be a lot of fun for you. The garnet basically would be physical energy boost, digestion and balance, integration, regeneration. It's good for the adrenals, the liver, the kidney, the pituitary, the spinal column, and blood. So
mm-hmm.
I think the garnet would be great in your nuclear receptor. As a matter of fact, I'm taking the diamond out of my nuclear receptor and putting a garnet in mine.
Uh-huh.
So that's what I'm doing. But it feels like you're in the same boat. And I think what's happening is that I think it'll give you a tremendous boost in energy.
Yeah, because I certainly feel more energy when I wear the projector.
Yes, well, the projector is a powerful tool. What I would suggest highly doing is getting the garnet in your nuclear receptor, and I think you're going to feel a lot more energy.
Okay.
I would leave the garnet in the projector and also put it in the receptor.
Okay. Now, next question. Can I wear these together?
No.
I should wear them separately?
Yes. I think what I would do is give yourself a little time. You're talking about the projector and receptor. I think What you'll need to do is just where the nuclear receptor for a little while with the garnet, and then try wearing the nuclear receptor and the projector at the same time. But I would give yourself at least a couple months with the garnet in the nuclear receptor, because I think what's going to happen is that it'll recharge your body for you. And okay. I think that's what's happening with the garnets now in terms of the projector. I just think it will be a lot more focused in the nuclear receptor.
So wear garnet in the receptor, and then I can add the projector.
Yeah, I think what I would do is give yourself about 2-3 months to wear the garnet in the nuclear receptor. I'm getting a loud yes, and that's what you should really do, and that should give you a tremendous energy boost.
Before I got my gold projector, I had a sterling silver with amethyst. Would I ever use that, or should I change that to garnets, or what would you suggest I do with that one?
I think I would leave that alone right now. I think what you need to focus on is the gold necklace, is the gold projector, and the gold receptor.
Okay.
The nuclear receptor, do you have somebody that's also in your household that wears a nuclear receptor?
Yes.
How long has she been wearing that?
Approximately a year.
What I would highly suggest doing, she feels like she could use emeralds in the projector.
Emeralds in the projector.
Right. Weight control, balance, equilibrium, thyroid gland, throat, hypothalamus. I'm seeing the green stone. I wouldn't get moldavite unless you're really, really advanced.
So emeralds, and this I'm thinking of my daughter Holly, who lives in Los Angeles. Is that the one you had in mind?
Yes.
So you're recommending emeralds in her projector?
Yes.
And she has a receptor, too. It's a dual tone.
Right.
And I believe she has a blue sapphire in that.
Okay, the blue sapphire is a really good stone. I wore a blue sapphire for 8 years. It's a really, really good stone. Is she very compassionate?
Yes.
Yeah. And the blue sapphire was really, really helped that a lot. But I think the emerald, what is her favorite stone, you know?
I don't really know.
Because I'm picking up emerald.
Mm-hmm.
I think it would be really good. Also, it feels like it will help her. What I'm doing right now is I'm changing the energy in your nuclear receptor to the emerald, and I'm just watching her clearing even more. So I'm going to change the nuclear receptor back to its original color. So I think that would help her tremendously.
Okay. Now, what do you do when you go to bed?
I take everything off.
You take everything off?
Oh, yes. Yep.
Can you wear them if you want to?
I've worn it at nighttime. I couldn't tell the difference, to be honest with you. I couldn't tell the difference. I don't think that I had more dreams with them on than I do had them with off. So, you know, I just take it off. I just don't want to wear it at nighttime. I just want to refresh myself overnight.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a very big believer in God, And I know that in the Talmud and the Kabbalah, and also, you have to forgive me, I'm getting over a bad cold. From what I understand, that God comes down, takes the souls, cleans them, and puts them back when we wake up in the morning. So I believe it happens instantaneously, but I like everything off in the evening.
Okay. When I get to, thank you for that.
Sure.
When I get to wearing both at the same time, is there you wear the receptor over the projector or under it?
What I do is that I put the projector underneath my clothes.
Yeah.
And I wear the gold receptor above my clothes. So nobody sees the projector, but everybody sees the nuclear receptor.
How about position-wise?
Excuse me?
Position-wise, should...
what I do is I wear the projector the nuclear receptor. Now, my projector goes down to my central tendon, which is your diaphragm.
Uh-huh.
And then I wear my... my nuclear receptor up around my heart area. Well, some people even wear it up around their throat area, but I just don't do that.
What would you suggest for me?
I would wear that around your heart area.
And should the looking at the, you know, you can wear the projector higher, or you can wear the
receptor. No, you want to wear the projector lower. You want to wear the projector right around the central tendon area or diaphragm. You want to wear the nuclear receptor up around your heart.
Okay.
You don't want them touching.
No. And the last...
Now, also... Your nuclear receptor is working quite well for you. When's the last time you cleaned it?
I clean them daily. And
no, I mean, when's the last time you took it to a jeweler and had it cleaned?
It's been a while, but what I do is I get a ultrasonic cleaner.
Okay, that's what they use, so that's why I'm...
But I have not done that because I'm not currently at my house.
Okay. I would take it to a jeweler and have that cleaned.
Mm-hmm.
I think you'll see the rays and vibration. I'm looking, I'm at your back. I don't know if you can feel my energy or not, but I'm looking through your back at the nuclear receptor, and it's cloudy. It's not as clear as it should be because it's just not clear. So I would get that cleaned.
Yeah, that's good. Now, I'm wearing the projector.
Okay.
And I have the receptor next to me on the bed.
That's fine.
Just
but it's still not as clear as it should be.
So actually, clean them both. And
well, you'd want to do that, yes.
Yes.
But the nuclear receptor, it's got to be cleaned because I'm looking at your back and I'm looking at the nuclear receptor. It has to be cleaned.
Is there anything just in general with my body? What kind of feeling do I need right now?
Hello?
Yes?
Yes. Can you speak up a little bit?
What kind of healing do I need right now?
Well, you're being healed right now. There's a lot of energy going through you. I'm watching this new energy going through you. Do me a favor, put your hand out about a foot and a half in front of you. You'll feel a lot of light just standing right in front of you. It's going to be pretty intense. That's it right there. Just hold your hand there.
Yes.
Can you feel the energy?
Yes.
Good. Just stand right there. You're doing fine. Wow, there's an increase in energy between this liquid energy that I'm receiving and the energy of light. So they're mixing together and they're congealing. How does that feel to you?
Very good.
Yeah, you're being cleared instantaneously, so that really feels good. That feels real, real good. How does that feel to you?
Very comfortable, very nice, very...
Yes. Yes. I'm sensing that your brain is being cleared. I'm sensing that your spine is being cleared. Your heart's being cleared more. You've had some difficulty?
Quite a lot of difficulty.
Yes. That's being cleared.
And for a while, my general aura was very depleted, and I was subjected to all sorts of negativity.
Your aura is opening up, and so is your heart. If you take your hand and put it in front of your heart energy about a foot, you'll feel that your hand is sending out a tremendous amount of energy into your heart. Can you feel that?
Yes.
Yeah. You're being supercharged, so this new energy that we're receiving this evening is really, really helping you an awful lot. What that'll do, I'm getting the word protection, and I don't know why, because God has given us protection all the time. But I think what it's doing is protecting you even more.
It's interesting that you should say that, because that's precisely what the issue that I've faced for the last year or so on the
mm-hmm.
You know, the negativity trying to do me in.
Well, I think what's happening is that the negativity that you're feeling is actually coming from yourself. What you're doing is cleansing yourself. Usually what happens, and I hate to say this because a lot of people really don't know it, is that we feel more negativity from ourselves than we do from somebody else. But we put it on somebody else because we don't know it's coming from us. So, go ahead, sir.
Go ahead. Yes, I hear you.
So what we need to do, and this is what I've been teaching on the radio for the last year and 2 months, is that we need to allow ourselves to let go even more. The more
yes.
we let go, the more energy you will receive. So tonight what's happening is that what you need to do is just let your mind go. Just let it go.
Let my mind go, yes.
Let your mind go. Let all of everything go. And I'll tell you the reason why. Universal love is constant. It can't come through blockages. I mean, it'll come through blockages, but very slowly. What we need to do is allow that to go without equivocation. In other words, allow yourself the freedom to express your own expression by letting go. Because all the energy that you need comes through from God, and that energy is pure. What you need to do is let your thoughts go. Because sometimes that holds us back tremendously. So the more you let go, the more you'll receive of this pure white light and this new energy that I'm receiving.
I hear you.
And you're really, really clearing an awful lot. I'm looking at your lungs now, and they're opening up tremendously. So allow yourself to breathe in all this beautiful light that you're receiving. your whole body is clearing. I mean, the black is just coming out of your body, and that's from you. That's not from somebody else. That's it. Just let go. That's it. How does that energy feel going through your body now without thinking?
Peaceful.
Yes. Allow yourself your own freedom to express your own expression, which means that from nothingness comes love. In other words, once you let go, you're bringing pure love into yourself. You're bringing pure light into yourself. And that will change your life. But you must learn to let go and trust.
Yes, Abraham lived by faith.
Excuse me?
I say in the Bible, Abraham lived by faith.
Yes. 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 And that's what we have going for us. But we need to allow ourselves the ability to let go. Because that's everything. You can do meditation, you can do everything you want, but letting go in your own mind, letting that energy go, and allowing God to do what he needs to do rather than what you need to do, that's where it is. Because God knows where that energy needs to go more than we do.
For sure that's the case.
You know, what I do is I massage people. And I listen to the body and I listen to the heavenly energy that comes down for me. And no matter how crazy it sounds, if I'm told to hit the left small toe by grabbing it and just giving a tender pull, and they have a problem in the ear and God tells me to pull that little toe, I'm going to do it. And 99.99% of the time, it'll clear whatever's wrong. But we have to listen. And the only way to listen is to let go.
I understand.
Yeah. So it's really important to do that. The devices are an added plus for us. But the real thing is to let go. And that will really help us tremendously. Please forgive my cough. I'm not really, I'm trying to get over a nasty cold.
Yes.
But that's what you need to do. And, you just allow things to happen.
Well, I thank you so much for your wisdom and love and compassion.
Well, you have a lot of energy going through you. What I'm doing, I'm visiting you, and we're clearing out all the multidimensional levels that we possibly can for you. So hang in there with me for about another 2-3 minutes, please.
Sure.
Because what we're doing is opening you up even more tonight, so you have the freedom to expand. As a matter of fact, do you have any flowers in your home? Do you have any beautiful flowers outside your house?
Yes, yes.
Would you do me a favor? Look out a window, and I think you'll see your colors very vibrant right now.
Okay.
Just take a look.
Yeah, that's true.
Yes. What's happening is that you're being cleansed on multi-different dimensions, and when you start getting that kind of cleanse, everything becomes much clearer, much more defined, much more balanced, grounded, and that's what's happening for you this evening.
On my right back side, mm-hmm. around the shoulder blade, there has been some discomfort that comes and goes, which I'm wondering is if it's some sort of emotional block.
Why don't you let it go? That's it. You should be able to feel that already there. Just let it go. You're feeling a lot more, so what you're feeling is that emotional block. Just let it go. That's it.
Yes.
You feel that lifting?
Mm-hmm.
You're doing it yourself. By letting go, you're allowing all that beautiful light to come in. There you go. How does that feel now?
Good.
Yeah. Just allow yourself to let go. And let God come in. You know, a lot of people, they talk about this kind of energy, but what you need to do is really let go. So if you have a blockage, now you should be able, right now, we'll have some fun this evening. Let's just do this. Let's just get you on top of your head. I want you psychically to look down at the top of your head. You should be able to see the energy going through your body. Psychically, can you feel that?
Yes.
Can you rise about 4 feet above your head and take a look down? What are you saying?
Something scintillating.
Yes. Just watch the energy. You don't have to change it. You don't have to move it. Just watch it. Now, your chakras are all beautiful. Your chakras are beautiful. So just allow them to clear even more. Just get out of your own way.
That's well said. Get out of our own way.
Right. Very important. When I'm working with somebody and I'm doing chakra work or whatever the case may be, I might as well be sitting down in a chair and watching the energy just come through me. That's the fun part. When the energy comes through that's clear and you start clearing instantaneously, that's the fun part of it. That's really good. Allow yourself to be free. Just allow yourself to be free and have the wisdom that you want, that you deserve. You do.
Yes, I like that. Allow yourself to be free.
Absolutely. Allow yourself to understand that you let the understanding go. The three things that I got, which were very important, see if I can remember them, is delete yourself from understanding, make no judgments, and try not to comprehend. When you're dealing with energy, when you're dealing with the Lord, God bless his name, you need to allow yourself to let go. Just allow him to come through. That's all you need to do. Once that light starts coming through, you'll start cleansing yourself. We have all kinds of stuff inside of us that we've saved over the years. And what we need to do as we're letting go, is to bring that light into us. You know, we have stuff that our parents taught us. We have stuff that they had taught in school. We have stuff, just stuff. Let it go. True wisdom is to be found inside of us. The fifth brain is in the gut. The further you go into yourself, the closer you're going to find God. He's there, or she's there, however you want to look at it.
Mm-hmm.
You should feel a lot of compassion. You should feel a lot of love inside yourself right now like you've never felt before in your life. Can you feel that?
Compassion, and yes, indeed.
Good. Allow that to just filter through you. Allow it to go through you. Just allow it. Let go of all your thoughts. Let go. Everybody's going to be fine. Your wife, your children, everybody will be great. But we're talking about you now.
Mm-hmm.
Allow yourself to be free.
Yes, I allow myself to be free.
Absolutely. God didn't want to make this difficult for us. He wanted to keep it very simple. So when he gives you a saying like, don't try to comprehend or make no judgments, just allow it to happen. Allow yourself to let go. Have the beautiful energy. Have that wonderful energy coming from heaven go through you and do the cleansing. Don't try to direct it. God knows the direction better than we do. So allow that energy to go where it needs. And what's happening for you right now is that the energy is going down your left arm and going through your left hand right now. It's clearing out your hand. If you take a look at your right hand, you should be able to see a tremendous amount of light coming from the center of your hand right now. Can you see that?
That I do not see, but...
Okay, it's there. What I need you to do, are you holding the phone with your right hand or left hand?
I was holding it with my right hand until just now, and I'm back in my right hand again.
Okay, take a look at your left hand. How does that feel to you? How does it feel? What are you seeing?
It feels fine. It feels like there's some little energy in the palm of the hand.
Yes, that's exactly right.
But I don't see it.
That's
I don't
exactly
visualize
right.
those things.
Take your left hand and put it a foot away from your heart. You'll start receiving a lot of energy. That's it. How does that feel?
Marvelous.
Yes. All we need to do is to let go and let that kind of energy come through us. You can heal yourself. That's wonderful. Allow yourself to be, my friend. That's all you need to do. Just be.
Just be.
Yes. Yes.
And God is in charge.
Excuse me?
And God is in charge.
He's always in charge.
Always in charge, but to realize that, not as opposed to...
He's with us 24/7.
Yeah.
He's our Father. You know, we have parents, but He's our Father. He made us.
Yes.
He breathes our soul into us. And, you know, what we need to do is honor that. You know, it's like when we were raised, you're around my age. You're about, what, about 65, 66?
Yes.
Yeah. What we were raised with the idea that when we shake somebody's hand, that's it. You know, that's the way I was raised, and Dad taught me that very well. And,
your word is your bond.
Pardon?
Your word is your bond.
Absolutely. And I live that. I haven't forgot what my dad taught me. And we live like that because that's the way that the universe is. The universe is total love. We keep our word to ourselves, and we keep our words to our friends and whoever else we're dealing with. And part of the problem with this world is we're not doing that anymore. Everybody's moving at 50,000 miles an hour and going nowhere.
That's true. And very, seems like even every day faster and faster,
right.
Going nowhere.
Right. There's a lot of time when I think we're overeducated.
Yes.
And we lose the common sense that God has given us. Keep it simple. Sometimes I believe that we've lost that, and what I'm trying to do is to bring that back for people, is to keep everything simple. It's the simplicity that makes everything work. It's the simplicity that brings the air to our body. Everything is simple. Thing is we make it very difficult. So what we need to do again, and I hate to keep on repeating this, is just let go. But you're doing great, my friend. You're a lot better.
I feel a lot better.
Yeah, your energy is very, very clear right now, so that's wonderful.
And then go ahead and make the change to my receptor.
Yes.
To a garnet.
Yes. I think that'll help you tremendously.
And then wear that for a while by itself, and then I can add in the projector.
Yes, I would give yourself 2-3 months before you put on the projector along with the nuclear receptor.
Mm-hmm.
And have fun with it.
Yes.
Have fun with your life.
And with my daughter, Holly, you said an emerald in her projector.
Yes.
Does it matter if you are wearing different stones? Like, I believe she has a blue sapphire in her receptor.
Yes, we were talking about that about 20 minutes ago, yeah. No, it's not going to make any difference. I have to wear diamonds in both my receptor and projector. But you can wear different stones, absolutely. God gave us variety.
Yes. Well, I hear another beep. Maybe someone else wants to talk
thank
to you.
You
and
sir.
I thank you so much, and blessings, many
thank
blessings
you.
To you.
Take care.
Bye.
This evening, what we're doing is trying to help people. There's a new energy that's really powerful. Is there anybody on the phone? No, I think the gentleman just wanted to get off, but try to understand that this energy is real. What I'm doing is sharing it with you. It's coming from heaven. It's not coming from me. I'm just a conduit, just like you are. And I'm no better than anybody else. I just receive some energy and I'm sharing it. And that's what life is all about, is to be able to share and to be open enough to allow yourself the fun of being able to share that kind of energy and to give wisdom when we can and to help as much as we possibly can. And that's what we're all about. So I'm nobody special. I just have some energy and we're just sharing it. That's all we're doing. I just love a lot of people, and that's what we should be doing with each other, is to be able to share and open people up even more. So the people that we've talked to over the last year, I know that they're better, and I know that they're getting better. I've had some of them call back and need a little bit more love, and that's what we do. We just keep passing that love back and forth, and opening up more and more and letting go more and more and to be more compassionate with ourselves. That's the most important thing, is to love ourselves and allow that energy to flow through us without any kind of pause. So, in other words, just allow it to let go. That's what it's all about. We don't need to make it more difficult than it already is. All we need to do is trust. Just like the gentleman said, Abraham did everything with trust. And that's what we need to do. We need to live on faith, trust, and be compassionate, and the most important thing for ourselves, very important word, be gentle. We don't have to be tough with ourselves. Be gentle. I believe the gentleman's name that we're helping with his transfer of kidney is Jim. And I hope that he does well on Monday for his operation. He's my client is very concerned, of course, naturally about him. And hopefully everything will go well, thank God. I'm praying for that for him and for his wife. He's been wanting this for a long time. And the wonderful thing of it is that, talk about compassion, is that his sister is giving him his kidney, so or her kidney. And you can't get much more love than that. So I think it's really wonderful that somebody cares about her brother so much that she's willing to give up something of her in terms of love and make it a better life for him. And, of course, it will be a better life for her. The more love we give, the more we receive. And I really, truly believe that. So I think everything's going to be okay. But please, try to understand what I'm saying. You need to let go. You need to allow yourself to stop understanding. You know, delete yourself from understanding. I'm not talking about reading a book and understanding. I'm talking about dealing with spiritual energy. Allow it to come through as peaceful and as gently as we possibly can. The more gentle we are with ourselves, the more energy that we will receive, the more love that we will receive. And it's really, really, it works. So don't make it difficult. Don't make it hard. I know there's a lot of people out there that are suffering right now. And God bless them. I know that some are going through a very tough time. We're all feeling this crunch. And I think what we need to do is to let it go. Let this energy flow through us. It will be better. Believe me, it will be better. We need to have the faith to allow it just to come through us. And the more light that we bring into the planet, the faster that it will clear. So the idea of it is don't worry. There used to be a song, "Don't Worry, Be Happy." And what we need to do is to realize we need to let go more now than ever before. We need to have the love go through us like never before. And what we can do is to allow ourselves to believe that everything will be fine, because it will be fine. There's no question in my mind. We're not receiving this energy for the world to go into a Great Depression. I think what we're doing is receiving this energy, the energy, so it will not go into a Great Depression. So I think that's what we need to do. We need to unequivocally give ourselves this beautiful, bright, white light and take it in as much as we can and share it. Allow that to go through us. You know, sometimes what happens is that we think that we're being robbed of energy, or somebody's taking energy, or somebody's doing something that's not good. What we need to do is realize that we need to let go. The more you let go, the more that you'll receive the white light, and you'll receive a tremendous amount of energy that'll go through your body and cleanse you and clear you. It's not hard. What's hard is the idea of letting go of something that we've held on to our whole lives. And just to make that big change. And once you do that, you're a lot better off for it, because what you're doing is that you're opening up a better world for yourself, for your children, for your wife. If you're not married, you're just opening up for yourself and maybe one mate that you're with, or whatever the case may be. But don't hold back. Allow it just to come through us. When you're meditating, you're clearing. but sometimes it's better. You know, meditation is wonderful, but what we need to do is to let go even more. And we can do that just with thought. Just allow our minds to open up, let go, and receive all the wonderful energy that God has got to give for us. It's free. It's a promise that we were given thousands of years ago, millions of years ago, if you want to go back that far. So allow yourself to feel the wonderfulness of it and allow it to be free. Allow it to be wonderful to be able to use that kind of energy and to help yourself and to help others that are around you. I know Fred and I were talking last night about this new energy that's coming through. It's almost like a plasma. It's almost like a new kind of energy, and it does work. I mean, this gentleman was receiving that energy very well, and he was clearing very, very fast. So allow yourself the ability to let go. That's everything. Be compassionate with yourself. We've been talking about this for the last year, and more people have been opening up. We've had a lot of fun with it so far, and more people are calling, and more people are being cleared. And the idea of it is the more that we can bring into the earth, the more energy that clears around us. And what we've done is to show people that the aura itself, I've had people call me from Sweden, from Germany, from Denmark, from Washington State, and what I've told them to do is hold their hand out. And I've been able to actually take the energy from my hand and be able to touch them, and that's the aura. They can actually feel the aura, and that goes right to heaven. There's no disconnection from anything. We're all connected together. That's how God made us. And the energy that we have around us, the more that we open up, the more that you'll be able to feel that energy. And not only that, but everybody will be able to feel that around you. You could walk into a crowd of people and heal people instantaneously without even knowing it. As long as you let go, as long as you allow the energy to flow through you, unequivocally, don't be afraid of it. Allow it to work the best way that you possibly can by letting go even more. What I can tell you is that the chakras, the people that have been listening to this program, you'll be able to feel your chakra in your heart really opening. And what that'll do is help you tremendously through your life. It's something that God has given us. And what we're doing is just opening that energy and allowing that to be responsive to everything that God has got to give us. And we need that to happen. We need ourselves to let go even more and receive that energy through all your chakras. Believe it or not, it'll cleanse your blood, it'll cleanse your oxygen, it'll cleanse everything around you. So the more you open up to that energy, the more you'll be able to help yourself, the more you'll be able to help people around you. And that's what love is all about, is helping each other and to be able to be free of any kind of negative energy. Because the negative energy actually is coming from us. We think it might be coming from somebody else, but the negative energy is actually coming from us. And we need to clear that. And the more you clear that, the more you'll be able to do with the energy that's coming in from heaven. So please, with all my heart, let go. Allow yourself to be free. Allow yourself to be your own person and not somebody else's. Nobody's taking your energy. The energy that you're feeling is the energy from yourself. Yes, there are energy vampires, but once you start letting go, you don't have to worry about that. The more you open up, the more energy that comes through you, they can't touch you. So allow yourself to be free. Allow yourself to be free. So that's what I have to say this evening. It's just, it's always wonderful being with you guys and trying to help you as much as I can, and I'm helping myself all at the same time. So it's a wonderful experience for me. I don't have to do this program. It's not something that it's important to me because I can help a lot of people, but it's not something that I would want to do 24/7. I do it on Saturday evening, and I do it on Friday nights with Dr. Bell, and that's enough. I love getting in touch with people, and I love helping people. So it's something that I'd like to do, but it's something that that's all I want to do is just Friday and Saturday evening, and my own clients that I work on during the week, and that's plenty enough for me. So it's not something that I have to do. It's just something that I'm compelled to do, and it's something that I love to do. So that's why I'm on the program trying to help everybody, or as many people that I possibly can. We only have a couple more minutes. If there's anybody out there that needs some help, please don't hesitate to call me. We have about 3 more minutes, and I'm willing to help you as much as I possibly can. There's a lot that can be done to help you, and there's a lot that can be done to help the people around you. And I'm willing to do that. That's not costing you anything. It's not costing me anything. Well, it is, but it's sort of okay. But allow yourself to be. Allow yourself to just want to be. And don't be hard on yourself. I receive a lot of messages on my email. And I just want to tell you thank you so much for all your emails and all your support. Again, this energy is free. It comes through me. It goes to you. And that's what life is all about. So that's wonderful. But meantime, I'm going to have to go. It's 6:56, and I got one more minute. So I just want to thank Dr. Bell, Dr. Valerie, Mikkel, all the people, Paradigm, and most of all, the young lady's husband, Jim, who's having that operation on Monday. Let's send them a lot of love and light, and that he should be well, and that everything should go well. So at this point, be well, love you all, and God bless. Bye-bye.